a cruel game at times, Matt. Football, is that the case today against Fleetwood Town?
Yeah, yeah, bitterly disappointed. Hard to take, even over Rossler said at the end of the game, he felt sorry because he said that we were the better team, which is huge credit to our players. Did fitness tell? Maybe. Did the options on the bench tell with their huge squad? Maybe. But I think we posed more problems than they posed us. I think we had more chances than them. I think we took the game to them. And Uwe admitted that and apologised because he said the better team didn't win on the night.
Marcus Carver went through and it was a nice little dink of the keeper.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I said it's going to be your night tonight, and it was. He was fantastic, loads of energy. But the team were fantastic. There was not a player who you can grumble at. It was a huge performance from the boys, and it just shows how strong they are, how united they are. We're part-time against a full-time outfit who are three leagues above us, and we were outstanding, and we should have won that game. And it's fine margins. Football is fine margins, and a scuffed pass or a misplayed pass ends up winning the game in injury time. For me, we were the better team, and it's hard to take.
Your view on the red card?
Oh, I've seen it back. Oh, it's a disgraceful challenge. Jake's got stitches through his leg. His shin pad's shattered. 100% red card. And, yeah, it was disgraceful.
Do you think that changed the game in their favour after the red card?
They gambled. And as I've said, they gambled and threw men forward because they were out of the game. You know, they were behind and then they went down to 10 men. They gambled. But we weren't really... it wasn't broken, so I'm not going to fix it. You know, we weren't against the cosh, and we were causing them as many problems as they were causing us. And then it was just a lofted ball into the box, and Devante's got up and headed it, you know, in a fortunate goal that they scored the first one. And then again, we're pressing and pressing and maybe having more of the play than they are. And then, like I say, a misplayed pass and a scuff, or that's football. It's fine margins, and sometimes football is unfair, and tonight it has been for us.
The young keeper from Cardiff,
yeah, he did well. He wasn't tested much. He wasn't tested really at all through the game. I can't grumble with him for the goal that Devante's looped the header over. He's got caught in no man's land with the second goal, but the pass, I think, was meant to go out wide, and it was scuffed in. It's always a bit fortuitous that their second goal. That's football. I'm gutted for the lads because they have been brilliant, and today, for me, they should have immense confidence. That should be a confidence booster rather than a being gutted, because they've shown that they can compete, and if not, be better than a League One side who are fighting for the championship.
And an immense crowd to back you all the way as well.
Oh, they were brilliant. I mean, the crowd, they have been brilliant, and they got behind the lads, and it was a great atmosphere tonight, and they won't go home disappointed with that performance the boys put on. I'm sure of that. And anybody that is hasn't watched the same game that I've watched.
Back to normality now against Nuneaton.
Yes, I don't want to focus on that just yet. I'm a little bit disappointed, but yes, we're going to have to focus on that and then the FA Trophy. But I'll take 24 hours to digest this because it's disappointing, because I'm so sad for the lads. I'm so upset. I mean, I'm an emotional guy, but I'm so gutted for the boys in there, because they have thrown everything into that game and been brilliant and not got what they deserved.